blown away every day by the explosion of this platform, but the glory does not belong to Stu Peters. This is God's platform, and all glory be to God Almighty.
It's Wednesday, August 24th, and this is your host of the Stu Peters Show. I'm not Stu Peters, but my name is Lauren Witzke. I'm the executive producer for the Stu Peters Network, and Stu asked me to fill in today because he's on a top secret mission. He's out saving the world. He's actually recording for a documentary that you all will have an opportunity to see soon. So we want to pray for safe travels for Stu Peters, but today you get stuck with me. You know, we do have a familiar face with us today. Everybody loves Ask Dr. Jane, and it's Wednesday, so today's the day. I'd like to welcome Dr. Jane Ruby, our medical contributor to the Stu Peters Show. How are you, Dr. Jane?
Hi, Lauren. It's great fun to be with you today. I think this is kind of cool.
I know. I love changing it up. I'm a huge fan of the Ask Dr. Jane segments, and I know the audience is too, so I'm grateful I had the opportunity to actually ask you some questions. I actually have some other content that I would like to ask your feedback on and see your reactions to during the segment. Sure. I'd like to do things a little different. But let's go ahead and dive right into the Ask Dr. Jane questions. So Hank Shankman wants to know, will any kind of scan or test let someone know if white clots are developing? If so, existing blood thinner treatment won't help, correct?
Yeah, it's a very interesting question. So far, there is no diagnostic test that we can tell in terms of imaging that are able to identify these. I think there are some symptoms that go with blockages. Doctors are finding those, but that's it. Now, in terms of blood thinners, you know, that would be more appropriate and probably somewhat effective for blood clots. But just to remind people, Lauren, these are not blood clots. They're actually not made of anything related to blood or anything biologic. So that's why even if people have tried to take blood thinners, they're not likely to work. I haven't really had any reports on those, but I wouldn't expect them to work because they're not blood.
Now, you actually broke huge news with Mike Adams about the fibrous clots content, or the contents of the fibrous clots being self-assembling circuitry. You know, now we're looking at the aftermath of the bioweapon. Millions of people were deceived into taking this thing. So, you know, we have a lot of questions of people that are asking, like, what's next? You know, I was deceived. I don't know what's going to happen to me. Do you think that these vaccines, like the damage, is reversible? Or is there any way that we can still live and maintain lives, normal lives, after being injected with something that essentially was designed to kill us?
Yeah, it's such a huge question. You know, I always try to encourage everyone. I know it's habit, and we all keep getting bombarded with the language from the government, but we have to stop calling them vaccines. But, you know, to your question, because it just perpetuates, you know, the crime that's being committed on people. But in terms of, you know, what people can do, I mean, for the first conundrum, Lauren, is that we don't really know what's in these shots. So when you have people come on and, you know, they're speculating, even other experts saying, well, I think that all the vials contain this, or I think the shots have that. We know from the work of Team Enigma, who had hackers that went into the Moderna and Pfizer, not their websites, their back-end systems, that there are up to 1.5 million doses per lot number. So that tells us logically that many of these vials are still on shelves. They haven't been deployed yet or injected yet. And remember that Pfizer got full rein from the FDA and the EMA in Europe to leave 50% of each vial undeclared. So we only know what we know so far. We don't know the extent of what's in these things. When people say, oh, some people got placebo, we don't even know what that means. We don't know if they got something that is completely innocuous, you know, like normal saline or some kind of placebo. So I think we have to tread carefully in terms of, you know, what people can do. Yes, there was a lot of deception, a lot of force. But as I've maintained, in order to begin the healing, Lauren, people need to accept the fact that they ultimately made a choice. They made a bad choice. Either it was out of fear, it was to protect a job, it was what they perceived to be protecting other people. I understand all that. It's not a judgment statement. But in order to begin healing, you have to take responsibility for making the decision. Otherwise, the next time this kind of hoax or pressure comes onto you from the military, your job, you know, you're going to do it again. So take responsibility, beg God for support, for a hedge of protection, you know, for forgiveness, and, you know, and move forward with your spiritual and your physical healing. Because I believe everything is possible with God at the helm. I do believe people can see miracles, but we don't know yet. We just don't know so much.
Right. You know, Christ didn't die on a cross so we could wear 6 masks and get 4 booster shots. You know, he died so right. We could be healed. Now, I wanted to ask you something. You had mentioned that the FDA made it so they don't have to disclose 50% of the contents within vaccines. Now, is that just the COVID vaccine or is that all? Not bioweapon jabs, not vaccines. Okay. I'm going to have to break my habit of saying that. But now, is that all?
It was in the negotiations for the COVID-19 shots. And the EMA, as you probably know, is the European equivalent of the FDA. And there were leaked documents that are now in the public domain where Pfizer was going back and forth with them in their communications. And they got away with, in the final end, they got away with the permission from both agencies to leave 50% of it undeclared, which tells me that, that's why I say on any given day that people got these injections, any part of the country or the world, there could be something different on any given day, even within the same lot number. That's how diabolical this is.
It was a mass genocide. It's acting as intended. Now, Marcia would like to know, Dr. Jane, is there any realistic way to protect ourselves from people that received the ACAM 2000 shot?
Yeah, let me tell you why I think she's asking the question. I've been trying to educate people that we have 2 main smallpox. They are traditional vaccines that the Biden administration is pushing out right now. The first one is called JYNNEOS. And JYNNEOS is an attenuated smallpox vaccine virus. That means it can't replicate, it can't make you sick, but it does get recognized by your body, and supposedly in the traditional sense, your body will develop an immune response to it. The second one, because if you notice, Biden's been complaining that, we don't have enough. We don't have enough. The stockpile's too low. So they got the FDA, the sham organization, you know, that works for pharma now, to authorize a second one called ACAM 2000. The danger around ACAM 2000 is it is live and it is unattenuated, which means it is wide open. It is an active smallpox virus. And Lauren, what that means is when they inject it, you know, the new injection under the skin, just below the skin, some of it can leak out. That liquid is highly contagious and highly capable of causing smallpox in hundreds of people that are around you, the person who was injected with it. So if you don't take care of it properly, and by the way, that's up to 6 weeks. So we have a very complex situation here because people tend to say, did you get your monkeypox vaccine? I got this. They don't even know that there are 2. They're both of them have black box warnings for myocarditis, by the way. They've never been tested in anything for what's called monkeypox, by the way. This is just implied. Like the FDA is saying, we think it'll work in monkeypox. Monkeypox, which by the way, somehow magically jumped from the inner workings of the Congo in Africa across continents in just days or weeks, defying all facts around how organisms move through human populations.
Right, it's outrageous, huh? So I was looking into vaccine shedding. Like I've been doing a lot of research into that recently. I know that you have a sponsor, filtersuck.com. They have shield air protectants to protect people from vaccine shedding. Now, I know that smallpox vaccine is one of the, I was researching it, it's right on Wikipedia. They are one of the vaccines that is most likely to shed, like other people to become, infected in some degree. Now, is that something that we could probably say is true with this? I mean, I know it's fairly new. It's like they're just running giant experiments on all of us. Now, is that something that people need to be concerned about? Like, how can we protect ourselves from that?
No, that's a good question. The word shedding was actually borrowed from viral shedding, meaning you getting exposed to someone and getting sick with the illness, and then you're immune to it, like herpes or something like that, shedding the virus. When you talk about the smallpox, and they are traditional vaccines, by the way, even though they're deadly, when you talk about those, it's not the same shedding as we've been discussing. The term was borrowed for COVID, because what's happening in COVID is that these injections, as you know, are using an mRNA code to direct the person that's been injected to make billions of spike proteins, the toxic part of any coronavirus. When we move over to the monkeypox, smallpox, that has nothing to do with that kind of shedding. And so therefore, I wouldn't expect that any of the air purification or the, you know, these are ozone ionizing type of technologies that are used. I don't expect that to be effective directly involved in a traditional vaccine that is shedding actual virus. We talk about shedding in the COVID shots because it's the byproduct that the body's making all those spikes. We think those spikes are being transmitted through breath and skin, just like Pfizer's investigator brochure warned when they started in 2019 with the so-called pivotal trial. So they are really two different things. And okay. No, I don't believe the triad system works with a traditional vaccine. We have yet to see that. Okay. It doesn't make sense because it's not the same shedding.
Okay, gotcha. All right. So Karen Torrey would like to know, has there been any analysis done to the annual flu shots to see what they contain? And are they mRNA as well now?
And she's absolutely right, Lauren, to be concerned. In terms of directly answering her question, not that I know of yet. No one is doing, examinations of the vials, but they should be. And I'll tell you why. Because just recently, Stéphane Bancel, who is the current CEO of Moderna, a French billionaire before he even got to the company, just said in an interview just days ago that they are working on, are you ready, a multiple mRNA universal vaccine for everyone to get every fall for every flu you can imagine. It's an absurd statement. He said they're working on it. And you know something, Lauren? I take these psychopaths at their word. Because right. They love to project out what they're going to do. So he's warning us, you're going to have a universal vaccine, which, by the way, was Fauci's wet dream all of his life, that right. Scumbag. He always wanted one vaccine, and it never made sense medically. But Bancel says, you're going to get a universal vaccine. We're going to have multiple mRNA codes. So you're not even going to know which one is killing you or harming you.
They really are psychopaths, aren't they? And they love to brag. Sure. They love to brag. They just can't help themselves about what they have done. Diana Kay, I'm a corrections officer for MNDOC. We are now at level red, and we are being forced to wear N95 masks while at work. How can I not comply? I am the only one working, supporting a family of three.
Yeah, this is a very complex thing. I'm interpreting that just for, background info is the Minnesota Department of Corrections. I could be wrong, but so she's a corrections officer and she needs her job, and it's a very specialized job. I understand that. You can't just jump to another prison for a job. But, I've tried to get people, Lauren, to think about repurposing their skills. She obviously has a background in law enforcement, in prison, policies and things like that. You have to be creative, because if you stay in the any system, a hospital, a corporation, a prison, where you're being forced to wear something that's actually going to make you sick, and by complying, Lauren, they're just going to perpetuate the tyranny. So this week it'll be the masks, and you know what? In a month it's going to be the monkeypox vaccine. Right. How much are you going to keep complying with tyranny? So she needs to make a decision, and she needs to think more creatively, and maybe talk to other experts like herself in finding other ways to use those skills that are going to be needed.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Dr. Jane, before I move on to the next question, I wanted to show you, run a clip that Dan Bongino came out yesterday and said that he admittedly took the bioweapon shot. He was deceived. It was the worst decision he ever made. I'd like to get your response on this before we move on to the next question. Let's roll that clip.
Sure. Biggest mistake of my life. I just should have waited. I thought to myself at the time, I even told Guy, I said, you know, there's no doubt I feel like this was created in this virus in a lab in Wuhan, China. I have little doubt about that. And I figured, you know, I'd rather take my chances with something we created than something they created. Remember when I told you that, Guy? Because I was scared. Again, I, my doctor told me with lymphoma and being under chemo that if I got this thing, it could be ugly. Let's just leave it at that. Stupid. Why? I watched this clip from the Tucker Carlson show citing some research coming out. Again, time has now passed and we're starting to see things. It's really the most troubling minute 20 seconds I've had to listen to in a long time because I'm scared of what's coming. I had it a little while ago and I'm afraid it's the repercussions of this for a lot of people have not been felt. Here, check this out.
To neurodegenerative disease, myocarditis, Bell's palsy, liver disease, impaired adaptive immunity, impaired DNA damage response, etc. So it's possible, in fact, it's looking likely that the vaccine might suppress the immune system. This fact, the authors concluded, will, quote, have a wide range of consequences, not the least of which include the reactivation of latent viral infections and the reduced ability to effectively combat future infections, end quote. Now, again, we sincerely hope that's not true. But it's not just the conclusion of one scientific journal. The Lancet, maybe the most famous scientific journal in the world, released similar findings in February. The Lancet's piece was entitled, quote, risk of infection, hospitalization, and death up to 9 months after a second dose of COVID-19 vaccine. A physician called Kenji Yamamoto made this observation about the data from The Lancet. He wrote this in a letter to the Journal of Virology, and we're quoting. The study showed that immune function among vaccinated individuals 8 months after the administration of two doses of COVID-19 vaccine was lower than that among the unvaccinated individuals.
Folks, science is patience. Science is long-term. Science is chronological. Science is the repeating and replicating of data through process, through control groups. Science is the elimination of confounding variables. All these things take time. Now, whereas I understand we were in an emergency situation with COVID, no emergency situation should lead a company or a government to force people to take something, to force them to take something that may in the long run damage their bodies. Greatest regret of my life.
We're going to be seeing a lot more of that. I know it's essentially vindicating to a degree to see that even Fox News, mainstream media, is now being forced to recognize and acknowledge what you've been saying since the beginning. I know you were mocked, you were called names. They tried to slander you for everything that everybody is just now figuring out. But we are seeing it. We're seeing vaccine regret en masse. We're seeing people find out the truth. Last question that I have for you is, if you got the jab, what should you do? What do these people do who were deceived?
Well, let me call your attention to something, because in as much as it looks like Dan did realize and learn a lot, mostly that he should be watching independent media more than he should be watching mainstream media. But one thing he missed, Lauren, that concerns me greatly, do you notice he said, look, I understand it was an emergency situation. It wasn't. That was the dupe. Mm. There was no emergency. This was a flu with a 99% recovery rate, right? This was a flu that had 100% in every case curable treatment with ivermectin and HCQ. He's missing the entire mark, and he's going to be vulnerable again the next time some doctor scares him into this is an emergency situation. So I would implore him to really open up. He needs to talk to some of us. Mm. He needs to talk to Stu and a lot of Stu's guests and your guests, and he needs to talk to me. But getting back to the core of your question, I don't want to leave people hopeless. As I've said before, I do believe you can heal from this, but the healing starts with doing what Dan did. And I want to applaud him for the first thing that he did, which is he's acknowledging it. I understand his pain, but he's going to be miles ahead of healing from other people who say they were forced to take this. He made a choice and he recognizes that it was a bad choice. So we have every compassion for him. But once you acknowledge it, then you are empowered not to be duped again. That's the important part of it. Then you can start your prayer journey to get back in touch, you know, with God. And then you can start your physical journey. And in that respect, if you're focusing a little bit on that as well, I would say to people, you know, the obvious is don't take any more of this. And Lauren, people still write to me every day and ask, is there a safer alternative? Is Novavax better? Is this one in China, the Sinopharm? No, they're not vaccines. There are no safe alternatives to a poison death shot, okay? So don't take any more. Try to, you know, God gave us this body. And you know, Lauren, I've always said, even though I studied science and medicine, we don't know the extent of what God built in to how we could heal. We don't even know what the power is inside of us in his image. So I would say to people, take good care as much as you can of your body, good clean food, you know, the supplements, all that stuff. And then let's see your God-given, a power of healing work come into play. So that's really what I'm focusing on for folks who are trying to get better from this.
Never forget what they have done, and we have to do everything we can to make sure it never happens again. Dr. Jane, thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks, Lauren.
855-706-GOLD. That's the phone number, 855-706-GOLD. Call GoldCo right now, because if you have $50,000 or more in your IRA, in your 401k, or in your savings account, it's at imminent risk of government theft. They're going to take it to fund these forever wars in Ukraine or now Taiwan as they're ramping that up. Remember? Yeah. Covering up the bioweapons labs and the, you know, child pedophilia cabal that's just hanging out, the same government that paid Hunter Biden billions of dollars in bribes. The most sold out family in the entire world is the Biden family. And they're just telling you now, we have 87,000 new IRS agents. So if you break any rules, if you get caught stealing from the government, you're going down. The government's been stealing from us forever, and they're going to do it again. Protect everything that you've worked hard for with gold and silver. Call GoldCo. You'll get $10,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account when you call 855-706-GOLD. Make sure that you tell them that Stu Peters sent you when you call 855-706-GOLD.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID, but I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning, America!
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
Welcome back to the Stu Peters Show. Listen, there's been a lot of questions about Operation Warp Speed. A lot is coming out now as people are starting to realize that it was actually a bioweapon rollout. We're seeing lots of vaccine regret, as we covered earlier in the show with Dr. Jane Ruby. People are feeling the heat and feeling the impact. Now, who is responsible for this? Well, listen, Karen Kingston has been screaming from the rooftops, going through the federal documents. A lot of the content you see today came from her research. And you know what? She hasn't been wrong. And she joins us now. Welcome, Karen. How are you?
Good. How are you, Lauren? Great to be back here.
Yes, great. We love you here at the Stu Peters Show. We thank you for everything that you've done, all your research. I know you have been quite attacked for what you have said. And hey, guess what? It turns out you were right. Now, listen, earlier today, you had sent me a very concerning video. We were talking about Operation Warp Speed, the vaccine rollout, and the plan, like the premeditated plan to get as many jabs and as many arms as possible. This video was extremely concerning. It was from 2017, a Georgetown professor. Check out this video.
about Professor Giordano's distinguished career. He's a professor in the Department of Neurology at Georgetown and a professor as well in Georgetown's Department of Biochemistry. He leads a subprogram in military medical ethics of the Pellegrino Center for Clinical Bioethics. He is fellow of the Project on Biosecurity, Technology, and Ethics at the U.S. Naval War College in Newport, and is the author of over 300 publications, 7 books, 20 government white papers on neurotechnology, biosecurity, and ethics.
I want to make people sick. And what I do here is the virus is not necessarily the bug. The virus is what I put over the internet. Let me show you how I can crash a system pretty easily. I affect key individuals here. Here and here. And then I take another community in the back of the room. I affect key individuals there. And then I take another community. I affect key individuals there. And what I tell you it's going to do is it's going to produce paranoia, anxiety, and sleeplessness. What I've just done is I've recruited every paranoid hypochondriac to think that they have whatever that is. I've used salient and sentinel cases, and I create essentially a legion of what's known as the worried well. They now flood emergency rooms. They flood their clinicians. The CDC responds back.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Pretty scary stuff, isn't it? So, Karen, what am I looking at here? Who is this guy? Why is he relevant?
Sure. So James Giordano is the professor of neuroethics, which is a oxymoron, at Georgetown University, and he specializes in neuroweapons. He began working with President Obama in 2008. He launched the Brain Initiative with Obama in 2012. And then it got about $4 billion in funding in 2016 under the Cures Act. So he is truly an expert in neuroweapons. So how you can synthetically recreate viruses and use lipid nanoparticle technology to change the emotions and thoughts of enemies of America, which I think James Giordano sometimes considers to be Americans themselves. So that's what he specializes in, and also electromagnetic pulses, radiation, et cetera, et cetera. So what you're looking at was he just gave a lecture at West Point Academy, so where the cadets are, the Army cadets, and it was in 2017 at the Modern War Institute, and what he was explaining was how a neuroweapon, which isn't very deadly, but can make people sick, and then using psychological operations, using the media, to terrify people into becoming the worried well, you now have a bioweapon attack, an attack that is a threat to national security. A threat to national security is anything that would have a detrimental effect on the economy, the population, the posterity, our children, our children's children, or the military that would equate to an act of war. So that's what we just saw.
So this guy was an advisor to the Pentagon. He was an advisor to some of our world leaders. And he was talking about how you target specific groups of people and then you break it down and then you get them all paranoid and scared. So they're flooding the emergency rooms thinking they have whatever it is. You know, we watched as our accounts, our social media accounts were shut down. All dissenting ideas were shut down. It was a mass conspiracy campaign to keep people, like even you, just reading the documents. I mean, that's considered, I guess, illegal. That, you know, that was something that they would censor for when you're just reading their own documents every single day. And, you know, we watched as they silenced dissenting ideas, but also push the media narrative. It was almost like they were ready for it. They had been planning for this for a long time. What are your thoughts on that?
This was absolutely premeditated. Dr. Anthony Fauci prophesied on February 14th, 2017 at Georgetown University, that just happens to be where Professor James Giordano teaches, that the Trump administration would be in for a surprise outbreak, that would be of epidemic or pandemic proportions. And what's alarming about that, Lauren, is that Anthony Fauci's salary, 68% of his salary is in biodefense. So his number one job was to make sure there wasn't a surprise outbreak in America that would be a threat to national security.
Right.
Yet he prophesied that it would happen under the Trump administration. He should have been fired on that day.
Right. Like if you're like prophesying that your job, you know, you're going to fail at your job, why would you keep it around? Let's check out and see what Anthony Fauci had to say long before the COVID vaccine or the COVID pandemic.
Given, as you heard from the introduction, that I have been around for a while and have had the opportunity and the privilege and the pleasure of serving in five administrations, I thought I would bring that perspective to the topic today, is the issue of pandemic preparedness. And if there's one message that I want to leave with you today based on my experience, and you'll see that in a moment, is that there is no question that there will be a challenge to the coming administration in the arena of infectious diseases, both chronic infectious diseases in the sense of already ongoing disease, and we have certainly a large burden of that, but also there will be a surprise outbreak. There will be a surprise outbreak. There will be a surprise outbreak.
It's amazing how he knew that, how he knew he was going to, that there was going to be this outbreak of coronavirus. Now, you know, they had the Operation Warp Speed out and ready to roll out. You know, you had mentioned before that it was implemented years ago. It was created. Operation Warp Speed itself was created years ago by Congress. Is that correct?
That's correct. Operation Warp Speed allows for the FDA and Health and Human Services to override the standard safety and efficacy milestones put in place by the Food and Drug Consumer Protection Act. So what Operation Warp Speed is the laws that were passed in 2005 under the PREP Act, in 2013 under the Popper Act, and in 2016 under the Cures Act. So normally you have the right to informed consent. That was waived under the Cures Act, under Obama, but it was passed by a Republican House and Senate, okay? And an informed consent does not need to be given if it's not in the best interest of such human subjects. The Cures Act also waived good manufacturing processes. So there didn't have to be any inspection. In 2005, the PREP Act allowed for stockpiling of a vaccine or medical countermeasure without any FDA review, in anticipation there'd be an emergency use authorization. And that's unheard of. You can't go to mass manufacturing until you've been proven to be safe or effective. So that was passed under the PREP Act. The PREP Act also waived liability to the manufacturer and to the healthcare workers. So if they caused disease, disabilities, or death by using a medical countermeasure, there was no liability. Now, originally the law was written that there's no liability unless there's willful misconduct. But in 2013, Congress and the Senate overrode that with the Popper Act, saying, well, if there's willful misconduct, but you're following HHS guidelines, you still have no liability. You still have an immunity shield. So what I'm saying is that everyone's like, oh, this is the deep state. Well, sorry for the, you know, bad news, but in 2005, when the PREP Act was passed, the Republicans had the House and the Senate. They passed the PREP Act. In 2013, when the Popper Act was passed, the Republicans had the House and the Democrats had the Senate. The Republicans still passed that. And then in 2016, the Republicans passed the Cures Act, which, by the way, gave $4 billion to the Brain Initiative to connect human brains to the Internet of Things, and also gave another $3 billion to the Bo Biden moonshot cancer research, which was mRNA research. So that was done by our Republicans. I don't mean to be the bearer of bad news, but
I mean, it's the truth. And you know, people don't pay attention to what their elected officials are voting on. You know, what a good reason would anybody in Congress have to vote in favor of giving all liability protections taking that away from them, so there's no accountability whatsoever if there's a faulty medical, you know, breakthrough or whatever, and it makes thousands and thousands of people sick or kills them. There's no accountability. There's no liability. What person in good conscience would vote for something like that?
Because the whole system is corrupt. The argument was that under tort law, so out of failure, you know, omission, so failure to provide facts, if there's like a class action lawsuit, and this was around asbestos, as well as the class action lawsuits for certain medical products, there would be class action lawsuits. And I think the number was around $90 billion had been paid in, up until 2005 in class action lawsuits. And what they point out was of that $90 billion, you know, and there's tens of millions of victims, $30 billion went to a handful of attorneys because they got 30%. So the whole system is corrupt. And I think, you know, Operation Warp Speed, what Trump did was he branded the laws that our Republican Congress passed and said, look, we're going to bring a product to market in one-tenth the amount of time. And I'm calling it Operation Warp Speed. And that's what it was. I mean, so, you know, if someone says, okay, a baby takes 9.5 months, but I can get it done for you in 3.5 weeks, it's going to be a warp speed baby, I'd say, no, thank you. I don't want that baby.
Right.
That's, you know, it sounds dangerous. So I think it was more of a branding initiative, but the whole system is very corrupt. And you have to, you know, we have to ask, you know, there's many sitting Congress members that have been in Congress longer than I have herbs in my herb cabinet, you know, and, you know, like they're 20 years old, you know, in there. So why did they pass these laws?
Right. Well, it's because they predictably knew.
This isn't just about Trump.
No, yeah, they knew. They knew what they were doing. They knew exactly what they were doing. I feel like it's kind of like a global network of the most corrupt and evil people who want us all dead. You know, they also take the stance that there's too many people on this world using too much stuff. It always comes down to depopulation, you know, whether it's lowering birth rates or just killing them off. You know, I believe, you know, I think there should be a T-shirt that says Karen Kingston was right, because Alex Jones, you know, he's always, you know, there's a saying that Alex Jones was right. Well, I feel the same way about you, Karen. And, you know, Alex Jones had actually tried to warn President Trump about this.
You have been set up by Big Pharma. You've been set up by the deep state. Your former White House coordinator admits they knew the shot would never work and that they lied to you. The current head of the CDC has now come out and admitted this. The rats are leaving the sinking ship and are preparing to set you up. But there's still time to get on the right side of history and save a lot of lives, Mr. President.
I knew these vaccines were not going to protect against infection, and I think we overplayed the vaccines, and it made people then worry that it's not going to protect against severe disease and hospitalization.
Alex Jones here, issuing an emergency warning to President Trump. Not a warning out of any desire to hurt you, President Trump, but to save your important legacy and hopefully ensure you can get back into the White House coming up in 2024. We know the election was stolen. We know the deep state's trying to set you up any way they can. We understand that you are a lion surrounded by hyenas.
Yeah, so, you know, we see now that a lot of people are starting to back off. We see global leaders stepping down from their positions to avoid accountability, in my opinion. We have sources that have told us, hey, listen, look for a lot of global leaders stepping down because consequences are coming. You know, the consequences of the vaccine rollout, pushing an experimental bioweapon onto the global population will have consequences, and people will not be able to not see these consequences. So we have people rats scurrying saying, oh, I never said that. Well, you know, one of these people in particular that stepped down recently is our good old friend Anthony Fauci. Now let's have a look at what Anthony Fauci had to say 2 different years apart.
I wonder if you would recommend locking down schools if you had to do it all over again.
Well, you know, again, it's first of all, I didn't recommend locking anything down. You're asking me questions. You're talking about the CDC is the public health agency that uses their epidemiologists and their science-based approach to make recommendations.
It was a decision to make a recommendation to the president. It wasn't my decision that I could implement. And when it became clear that when we had community spread in the country with a few cases of community spread. This was way before there was a major explosion like we saw in the Northeastern corridor driven by New York City metropolitan area. I recommended to the president that we shut the country down.
So we're controlled by liars, thieves, swindlers. And I think that do you think these people are ever gonna be held accountable, Karen?
That's a great question. And when you say these people, I mean, will Dr. Fauci, Deborah Birx, Janet Woodcock of the FDA, and let's not forget Scott Gottlieb, the former FDA commissioner who now sits on the board of Pfizer, who helped set up the emergency use authorization guidelines that allowed this atrocity and crimes against humanity committed against the American people. They'll be held accountable if people speak up. And, you know, you just showed that video clip of Alex Jones warning President Trump that he's being set up by the deep state. And, you know, when I found the documents and the data and the patents and everything, and I read through all that information, I don't think many people in the world had read through it. I mean, I can tell you less than 200 people had even downloaded the Pfizer FDA data when I had downloaded it out of the globe. So not everyone had read that information. So I don't think people understood the gravity and the travesty that was going to be and the evil that was being unleashed on the global population. You know, Trump may have been hedging to get a vaccine out just because that's what they were holding over his head to reopen the economy. But keep in mind, when he did tell us the truth about hydroxychloroquine and he fought for it, there was a complete backlash, you know, to the point that, you know, not only did The Lancet published a bogus study that they made up across six continents where they had more people dying in hospitals from hydroxychloroquine than they had of even COVID cases. It was completely made up. But then they started threatening doctors to take their license away. So, you know, we're in a war and the truth wins, but the truth cannot win if God's people remain silent, you know, and Trump is one person. So they will be held to account if we stop being nice. And we start saying to people, you know, out of love and compassion and not out of fear of rejection or not being popular, I'm sorry you were deceived. I'm sorry you were lied to. And the truth is heavy and it's going to hurt, but I love you and I'm going to tell you the truth.
Right. You know, that I know that Senator Rand Paul had said, you know, keep all the files on Fauci. We're still going to have a hearing. I'm sick and tired of Senate hearings and these Republicans getting their hot takes on Fox News and it going viral and nothing happening. And the mass genocide of our people continues. You know, it's kind of like we have confronted this issue. We have tried. We have tried to put that information out there for everybody to see and understand. And they have silenced us. They have shut us down. They have came after us and our families. They have come after our health. In your experience, you know, these people, they are able to target you. There is no limit to how far they will go to stop you. But you're absolutely right. Our God is greater. You know, in a nation that cries out to the Lord, you know, he will answer and he will hear us. You know, Karen, any final words of encouragement, anything that you can tell the audience?
People need to start speaking the truth. They have to be as passionate about telling the truth that these are not vaccines, that these are bioweapons. That you know, this whole concept, you know, we in 1776 we became an independent country because there was taxation without representation. I just told you Congress passed laws that allowed our government, HHS and the FDA, to commit crimes against humanity against the American people as long as you were following guidelines. When have we heard before, I was just following orders, right? Therefore I have immunity. So you know, I'm not saying we can't fight against this government. We can opt out of it and build something better, you know, and we can defend against it. And we can actually, I mean, legally go to court, right, and fight. But, you know, I think there's more and more individuals are putting forward documents and information so that you can go represent yourself in court. You don't need to be part of a class action lawsuit. You know, Dr. Martin did put up a few.
Welcome back to the Stu Peters Show. Edward Zoll from Crosstalk News is going to be joining me for this segment because we are covering Florida politics. Now, yesterday was the primary election. Some big races that happened, a lot of disappointments. We were at the Laura Loomer election party. Now, let me tell you, Laura Loomer put up one heck of a fight.
Yes, she did.
Oh, my gosh. What a campaign she ran. She came to a new district, no name ID. Knocked on thousands and thousands of doors, took on a 30-year incumbent, and came so close. Actually, she's even saying that there was fraud involved, which I could believe.
Look, and Laura, I was looking at the graphs, I was looking at the numbers, looking at many of the things, and we were there watching as the numbers are coming in. First of all, I just want to make a point here. We're still getting our updates from the same system that we're accusing to be fraudulent from 2020.
Yes.
Let's be abundantly clear here. So everyone is sitting there refreshing the New York Times. What do you think the New York Times is getting their information, folks? All right, so we're watching Sumter County. Sumter County is one of the largest counties in Laura's district. It would have been Orange County and Sumter County. You win both those two, you're probably going to take it. It did appear that Laura had quite a lot of momentum. As you noted, it wasn't expected. Laura Loomer was supposed to get like 5% of the vote. Right. Right. She's quote unquote an e-celebrity, someone who came out of journalism with Project Veritas, someone not considered to be a serious politician, though we, of course, we're biased, but we're also very honest. We do believe that she's a serious politician was going to stand on, and will continue to stand, rather, on the issues of tech censorship and debanking, things which are abhorrent in a free society. Now, the thing with Laura, we're watching late at night, and then Orange County started to report it.
Yes.
Right? So this graph that we were able to look at on this is very odd, very odd. I don't know about you, Lauren, but I don't feel that votes are supposed to be dumped in the thousands all at once.
Last minute.
And in even numbers. It's very odd. So you see this graph. Laura was keeping track, basically up with Webster throughout the night and beating him. She had that edge. It was like 0.1, 0.2, 0.3 at times, sometimes a couple percentages ahead. And then out of nowhere. Right at the end of the night, while Webster is sleeping, by the way, not even holding an election party, not doing anything, because either he knew or he didn't care. He's dying, like as Laura has said, and he's on life alert and these other things. But you see in this graph right here, boom, where is this huge deviation coming from? This large, last-minute find of bounce. But
that's when
it's
they dumped
shocking,
in the
right?
mail-in ballots came out of nowhere. The system is rigged, folks. America First, they do everything they can to keep us out. So I commend Laura when she said during her very fiery campaign speech that she does not concede.
I'm not conceding. Republican Party is broken to its core. We are winners because we are smart enough in this room, and we patriots together are wise enough and patriotic enough to recognize that this isn't about Republican versus Democrat anymore. This is a war where it's us, the American people, against the crooked establishment uniparty.
Look, that's our candidate.
Yeah.
We don't care if you, well, we do obviously care if you keep stealing them from us because you're jerks and you're destroying this country. But we don't care that you're trying to suppress us, make us feel depressed about this outcome. Laura's a winner, okay? And she stood up. She stood up at a time. Everyone said that there was going to be nothing from this. She took a 20-year incumbent and made that guy sweat.
Yes, she did.
Made him cheat, dare I say. Made him cheat, but she made him sweat. And that's going to happen to every single incumbent rhino in this country as the America First, really the Christian nationalist movement, stands up.
Yeah, we're continuing to take ground. Don't use this to like discourage you or be like, oh, what's even the point? That's what they want. We need to keep taking on and primarying every single rhino establishment hack in every primary, push them, make them, even when, okay, so they need to understand, like they haven't had opponents. That's the thing. Yeah. They've skated through all these primaries, no opponents, not really had to stand for anything, because what other choice do the voters have? Because they rule and reign over these red districts. Well, that should be a giant wake-up call. And America First is just getting started. America First did take a couple losses last night. We took Laura Loomer. We also had Anthony Sabatini down in Florida who lost his race as well.
I'm actually very happy about this. This
oh, really?
Is why. Yeah. So we had a discussion with Anthony Sabatini. We brought him on through Aaron O'Crosstalk, one of our correspondents. And we're asking Mr. Sabatini about the heartbeat bill. Now, the heartbeat bill is a bill to get abortion banned in this state. All right, post Roe v. Wade, still waiting. Children are dying every single day in this state, and they shouldn't be. We have a Christian and a supposedly Republican majority in this state. Okay, Anthony Sabatini now, unfortunately, because he's lost his race, but fortunately, as I'm about to say, he can now take this as his primary focus. He can hunt down and find pressure and bring through to the end this bill, the heartbeat bill, hunt down the Republicans who are blocking it. Show us, tell us who's stopping it. Please tell us all the Republicans that are stopping the senseless murder of children. So ultimately that race, I think, was a net win for us because he will go back to the state level.
Yeah, get it through, get it past Sabatini. Now, so we knew that Nikki Fried was running against, she was supposed to be running against DeSantis. Mm. She ran in the Democrat primary. She ended up losing. I did not see this coming because I saw a lot of support behind Nikki Fried from the left. She was a pot-smoking degenerate, pretty much. And she lost her primary race. interesting thing is she lost to a former Republican in the Democrat primary. Now, yes. Is Crist somebody that we need to be concerned about?
Oh, certainly. Charlie Crist is a Florida politician through and through. And yes, just like you, I was not aware until we showed up at the election night party at Laura Loomis, and I looked at the screen like, oh my, Charlie Crist is running. That's interesting. Because I'm a Floridian who seems to remember, again, the fact that our governor, even when he was doing a lot of amazing things back in his campaign, came very close to losing against Andrew Gillum, who turned out to be this degenerate drug addict, okay? Now, the other part to this is Charlie Crist is painting himself as a moderate Republican. Now, he did put this out last night.
Those who support the governor should stay with him and vote for him, and I don't want your vote. If you have that hate in your heart, keep it there. I want the vote of the people of Florida who care about our state. Good Democrats, good independents, good Republicans. Unify with this ticket.
Now, this is either going to be a very cringe-worthy moment of history where we see another one of these lukewarm Democrat Republicans just fail miserably, or again, Charlie Crist is going to branch himself out as this moderate who can get votes from the transplants, the people who come to the state and they just want stability and retirement. What do you think?
Right. Well, you know, one thing that DeSantis did was he kept the state open. Mm. He kept it open. Business as usual. It wasn't lockdowns. He got rid of the vaccine mandate, or he stood up for the vaccine mandates. You know, this guy is more of a moderate. I'm afraid that he might appeal to that more moderate base. You know, Andrew Gillum lost because he was a total degenerate.
Yes,
he got he got caught with meth and gay orgies and all this weird stuff. But this guy is like the old school Democrat from like the 1980s. So we'll see what happens. But DeSantis should be concerned because this is going to be a serious race.
And one of the big things in that race, real quick, Lauren, was that between Gillum and DeSantis, actually it was the repealing of the state tax. Tax-free status. A lot of people come here because it's cheaper.
Mm.
It's cheaper. And Charlie Crist isn't going to do anything like that this time. So if Gillum lost votes because of this position, Charlie Crist is going to run a very similar campaign, but a moderate version of DeSantis' campaign. And again, I don't think this is just an easy walk in the park anymore for Governor DeSantis. He has a real challenger now.
Yeah, it's going to be a race to look out for, and we want to pray for DeSantis. Keep our state free.
Amen.
Well, it's not really my state. I'm just a refugee in this state.
No, she's a Floridian.
I know. I'm a refugee from Delaware. We'll be right back on the Stu Peters Show.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
Firing on all cylinders from the minute that you pop your eyes open. You're just awake and processing information. You're more driven. You're more focused. You have more creativity, more clarity than ever before in your life. And that's because you found the Nootropics brain supplements from Nootopia.com/Stu Peters. Go there. You will not believe how much information you'll learn about yourself when you fill out the personal questionnaire about how you process information. This is the on switch, the light switch, completely safe, not addictive, 100% legal. You're not going to go to jail or be arrested because you're outsmarting everybody, because you're a better employee, a better mom, a better homeschooler, a better father, a better employer, a better boss, a better business owner, entrepreneur. You're just sifting through the distractions and just defeating everything that comes your way. Nootropics brain supplements from Nootopia, the way to go. Nootopia.com/Stu Peters. Again, Nootopia.com/Stu Peters.
Thank you for joining the Stu Peters Show today. Thank you for bearing with me, Stu
Peters. You did a great job.
I did okay. I'm the more of the behind the scenes kind of chick, but you know, thank you for joining Stu Peters. We'll be back tomorrow. Thank God. We missed you, Stu. Let's pray for his safe travels, and we'll see you again tomorrow, folks. Make sure you check out StuPeters.com. Make sure you see our premium content on Stu Peters Premium. Go ahead and watch These Little Ones documentary. It was an amazing documentary. You can find that on StuPeters.com. You can also find other shows like Crosstalk News. If you like Edward and I, you can find us on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We have Maria Z, Deanna Lorraine, and the Dr. Jane Ruby Show for medical, our medical contributor.
Yeah, and of course, you know, we've talked a lot today about corruption, and the corrupt thing is they are eventually going to come for our cars.
And when they do,
save the radio!